Hello, hello! Today we are going to have an interesting topic today.
We are?
I thought I'll put you on the spot this time. Because I'm always being put on the spot, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
Well, it's about time you did some prep work for this controversial corner.
Yeah, so I'm thinking now, I know you don't necessarily believe the stuff that I'm going to be saying.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm already nervous.
But what I want you to do is just react.
Yeah.
I just want you to react.
To what? Whatever you're going to say.
Whatever I say, I want you to react. I don't want you to judge. Don't just respond and give your top line views, and we're going to go on. So I'm going to do about 15 of them. So don't spend too much time over analyzing and stuff like that. Okay.
I'm just going to give you one word answers.
No, give me a perspective, and then when you've done, then we'll move on to the next one, okay? So there's no prep involved. It's just getting your... And the topic I'm thinking today we're going to talk about is conspiracy theories, okay? I'm going to call it conspiracy theories, true or false. Okay, so let's start off with the easy one. Q.
True.
So what is Q?
Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet.
Okay, but we know, what about the Q that's associated with the government, the US government?
QAnon.
Oh, there we go. So you know what it is.
That, I know what you're thinking. I can read you.
Okay, so what
is
about
it?
So tell me, so what is it about?
Well, what I understand it to be is Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Mm-hmm. And if anybody studied ham radio, when communications are issued, the Q, you have Q signals, which are short versions in Morse code, that instead of writing out a whole sentence or a whole word. It will be a quick QWAT or whatever. And that means, where are you listening from or whatever. There's a whole lot of them. It's called the Q. The other thing is that the level Q in most military operations is the highest level of security of knowing of data. So what the actually QAnon is a series of Q drops, which are messages that are issued in military style. So it's like 0800 message or Q drop number 4589, and in that Q drop will have a series of messages. It'll say, the time is near, watch for Biden, clear the way, the storm is on the verge. And all of those messages can be decoded and give an indication of things that are going to happen. And so what's happened since those Q drops is every time somebody issues a message on Twitter or any of this significant social media, people analyze to say, oh, here's a correlation. This was dropped at this time. This word was spelled differently. Look how many times it's... And they analyze the Q drops to see if there's hidden messages or hidden codes.
So it sounds like imitation games.
Yeah, like imitation game.
Okay.
And so some people really believe that...
Do you believe it could be true?
Some people believe that Q is predicting everything that's happening and has predicted it.
Are they predicting it or are they influencing it?
Well, the thing that I find interesting is that the number of coincidences there are with some of the Q drops to actual data.
But can you see the Q drops?
I can access all of them, yes. I could go on and read them all.
And so someone's put them together?
No, they were actually dropped on certain days, like 2017, and there were times.
But it's after the fact?
Or no, it's before.
So where do you find that?
I don't know if I should give that information over the podcast, but if people wanted to find it, they can find it.
Oh, okay, wow. So we in the know. We know what's going to happen.
Well, so you see, that's the way I don't live on hopium.
Okay, so
I don't put my trust in things like that. My trust is in the Lord. But I do make observations. It's very interesting. Things that Trump will say, things that Trump will do. Like, he'll be somewhere and he'll have 17 flags behind him. Or he'll go somewhere and he'll make the queue late in the air. It's one of his favorite signs to make. Or there'll be 17 soldiers, policemen, who he'll shake hands with. Or there's 17 cars. And I mean, okay, these things are just too weirdly coincidental.
Okay, so let's move on, because we've got a number of them to go through.
Okay.
Okay, so next one is Trump.
What is he?
Is it good or bad?
I like Trump. But there are many of these things that I disagree with.
Oh, like what?
Well, Operation Warp Speed, which was to get the vaccine out.
Yeah.
I disagree with his stance on Israel.
Okay.
I disagree with his position of saying, oh, you know, Russia's bad, we need to send money to Ukraine.
Did you say that?
He has said that it was a good, you know, it's a good idea to send money to them. But with Trump also, I'm never really sure where he stands, because sometimes he changes on things. And I also don't like how much money he spent. He went into a large deficit as president of the United States. So that's why when I come back to Q, either Trump knows what's going on, because there were a whole lot of things he signed when he was in office that he never enacted. And was Warp Speed a way of, you know, you let some people die but others not, but he still says, oh, remember, we introduced Operation Warp Speed. And I'm like, Trump, do you really believe this garbage? So, you know, I like Trump, but I don't think he's perfect. I'm not voting for a pastor. I'm voting for a man. But his record speaks volumes to me, except for those areas that I don't like.
Okay, what about Jan 6?
January 6th.
Yeah, was that an insurrection? Or was that just a peaceful protest that was blown out of proportion by the media?
I think that the elections of the United States have been compromised for many years, over 20 years at least, maybe more. And the integrity of the elections, there's malfeasance, there's security issues, the execution, the voting list, this leads to January 6th. So I do believe that there have been fixing, the voting has been fixed in the United States for years. And it's, I would say, for the left and the right.
So fixing, you mean being tampered with?
Yes. So in other words, if we had to hold a measuring stick to the banking system of, you know, in the countries and how the banks are audited, and we had to audit the election systems in the United States to do the same measure, it would fail every time.
So what about, Canada would be the same, wouldn't it?
Well, Canada has stricter laws, but I do think that there's influence here too. But anyway, so what happened is, I think most people were seeing the momentum of Trump in the United States. And when the data came out that he lost, and they saw in the middle of the night voting stopped, they stopped counting votes, and there was the exact same statistical drop in the voting. Like, whenever anybody votes, it should be concurrent incremental votes counted, but in all of these you would have concurrent incremental and then it would go down, and that doesn't make sense. In other words, votes were switched, ballots were tampered with, ballots were not measured, there was no accounting system, there was no tracing of the ballots, the ballots were not able to be counted afterwards, people said this is wrong and we need to investigate the voting system, so we're going to go on January 6th, all of us, and we're going to go and see if we can make our voices heard in Washington. And then the FBI and a whole lot of people, Pelosi and a whole lot of other people, I do believe, planted people and created a bigger event than they could to make it more disrupted. And some innocent people were swept up in that. And January 6th happened. And now what you have is, we're now at 3.5 years since it happened. And there are still almost 1,000 people who are still sitting in the jails in Washington, D.C. and around the United States. They have not been tried. Those who have been tried have been denied bail. They've been denied witness and evidence. They weren't allowed to use the videotapes from the
Congress. So the government is corrupt. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying there are people in government who are corrupt, yes.
Well,
At many levels.
And obviously the key levels that actually influence, because they're not getting a hearing, they're not being able to speak with them. So the key levels.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, even the justice, these guys are being tried in Washington, D.C., the most liberal part of...
So do you think it was a insurrection or do you think it was peaceful protest?
Well, it was a peaceful protest because, trust me, those Trump supporters, if they really wanted to take over the White House and take over Congress and Senate, they would have come with their guns because they all own guns and none of them brought guns. And it was very peaceful. But it was riled up by the FBI. You know, and there's video evidence to prove everything I'm saying.
Okay, so now going on to the next thing in terms of FBI, CIA. I thought, you know, controversial topics. Let's like put it out there. So CIA, FBI, do you think... I was watching a documentary, I think it was on the FBI, how it started.
That was a movie.
Yeah, a movie. I don't know what it was called. It was very interesting how it started. And how that also the CIA, how the CIA influences things behind the scenes. It seems like the term CIA is used, but it's actually an arm that runs the actual government.
Well,
it's not actually the president running the government. It's actually the people within the CIA. And that's why I think they got shocked when Trump won, right? They weren't expecting it because they were fudging, but they couldn't fudge that quickly.
And that amount.
And they actually caught them by surprise. And that's why you have these FBI people saying, oh, and you hear them on tape saying, oh, they didn't win, or the CIA saying, oh, they didn't win. In a way, see...
Fairest elections of all time.
Yeah. Said he won. No, I'm talking about in 2016.
Yeah.
And
in 2016.
And so they were surprised by the win. They said, no, he wouldn't win, and yet he did win, right?
Well, I also think that what we don't understand, or what's not obvious to many, is that most of the reporters and the famous people that we know who come before us to present, like even Tucker Carlson, his father was a CIA officer. Anderson Cooper was in the CIA. Many of these people were trained by the CIA. And they then come on as newscasters. And I believe they all get given similar scripts because if you can get the news media to repeat the same. So the CIA controls the media.
So have you seen them do that before? Like they actually, every like ABC and all these...
Oh, yeah.
CNN all say the same thing?
Yeah, there were many things that during COVID, if I put a number in Google and I just came up with a number, 2635, number of people died from COVID, I would have a list of like 15 articles of where 2,635 people died of COVID. And I could put any number in and it would come up, articles would come up. So now I know there was AI was controlling that too, but... The other thing is you would just hear the same message check. Oh, if you love your neighbor, you'll get vaccinated. Get vaccinated for grandma. If you don't, you're going to kill. Like the same message is repeated over and over and over again. And I know that's what they do.
Okay.
So CIA, FBI, and there are many whistleblowers who've come out.
So they influence the media, you would say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. CIA,
what about
the
Fox?
Media. Fox is controlled opposition, for sure. Absolutely, 100%.
So what news media source would you say is somewhat respectable?
A news media source?
Mm-hmm.
For what type of news?
Like government stuff. Like, I don't think you'll ever get a perfect one because, yeah, whether you look at Israel, that's a good example of, well, even though things in Israel, are they sharing the truth, right?
Yeah, I think the way I look at news is I am very cautious about what I listen to and who I listen to. And even the people I listen to, like some of them say things, I'm like, you know, I don't think you've really dug into this enough. But, you know, I don't write people off because they say something I disagree with. Like Trump, I'm not going to write him off because of, you know, the vaccines, for example, because maybe there's more to the story. But, for example, I think... my number one go-to is I always make sure that they're Christians. Whoever's writing is a Christian. I know people will think, wow, that's weird. But you know what? I find that there are a lot of independent news sources with the closing down of everything during COVID. A lot of independent news sources emerged. And there are a lot of people I follow who I find very, very interesting, who interview a diverse group of people. And I take my time to make up a decision about what's going on in the world. You know, I don't know if I should give names because I don't want to send people to go and listen to people in case. So I would just say, just if people are being banned off of YouTube, you probably want to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Or like Alex Jones?
I'm not sure. Alex Jones is not one of my favorites. I know what he says, but he there's too many rumors about him, and yeah, I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure about Alex Jones. But I, generally, if they've been kicked off of YouTube, I would say be careful.
Be careful, or a good thing?
No, yeah. If they're on YouTube, be careful. Hmm. If they've been kicked off, probably a good chance that those are speaking the truth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you touched on another point, which I'll throw out there. Vaccines, good or bad?
Bad. Every single one. I'm totally anti-vax. Anti-vax of any sort. I don't
believe. So you're an anti-vax?
I'm anti-vax.
And why are you anti-vax?
Because I've done my homework.
Okay.
And I went from being someone who was vaccinated fully, like, well, that's back. I'm talking back in the 70s. So we're talking 80s about
80s as well.
Yeah, 70s, 80s, well, 70s. And that would be, you know, there weren't that many on the schedule. And I believe my parents did it because everybody did it because there was fear and they thought that was the best thing for them. But so I went to believing that there were vaccines around the world which were safe and which helped to why is information being hidden? Why are no studies being done on non-vaccinated people to, wait, the Mennonites don't get these diseases. The Mennonites don't have autism to... Okay, these vaccines are something wrong. So the
vaccines, what you're implying is that the autism is a large chunk of the autism could be a result of the vaccines.
Yeah, because it used to be 100,000 to one person in 100,000. It's now 1 in 10,000.
And it generally comes after the vaccines.
Yeah, so and plus allergies. Think of peanut allergies and all the food allergies. The garbage they put in those vaccines is terrible. And then with the COVID vaccine...
So when you say garbage, okay, clarify. Like what?
Well, for example...
Give me two or three things.
Well, some of the vaccines, they use kidneys from animals, monkey kidneys. They use aluminium, which is at a higher dosage than even the FDA allows on adults, will be put into one vaccine, which is put into a little infant. So if it's five times the rate of aluminium allowed for an adult, how can that be injected into a little human baby? Vaccines are basically saying, oh God, you never made babies perfectly enough. We need to help along and we need to make, you know, we need to add stuff to this immune system. So
what do you say when someone says, well, the world now isn't the same as the world then? In other words, the food isn't as nourishing as what it was. The pollution is higher now than it was. So that's why you need the vaccines to help the body along.
I've never heard anyone say that, but if that was their argument, I would say, actually, less people die today than did before. Even climate change, more people die from heat than die from cold. Heat exposure than die from cold. Less people are dying and have died in the last 100 years than have ever died of any weather exposure. In terms of health... we live in a more sanitized environment than we ever did. In fact, we probably live in too sanitized an environment. And I know that they would always bring up the polio vaccine. That's the number one. Oh, look, Rotary eliminated polio around the world. They didn't. They didn't eliminate it. The Bill Gates and his polio vaccines have been kicked out of many countries. Many countries.
So this message track from the media pushing vaccines for polio as an example was a lie?
Well,
and where did it come from? FBI, CIA,
governments? It all came after the war. Many of the German Nazi chemical engineers who worked for BASF and worked for
BASF?
What's it called?
Never mind, yeah.
BASF is the fertilizer company. Some of the pharmaceutical companies, Bayer, they came to the US and they started, you know, fiddling with all the different chemicals. Huge amount of chemicals were introduced. 30 to 40,000 different chemicals were introduced after the war. And so vaccines were then introduced as a way of, oh, and it was all the fear tactics. The CIA would say, yeah, your kid will get this if you don't this, this, and this. And so it was all fear tactics. After, just like there was a time when they said, oh, cigarettes were good for you. Sugar was good for you. You know, they go through these phases of telling you what's good for you.
Yeah, even smoking was good for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Stay away from eggs. Eggs will give you high cholesterol. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, that was in the early 90s, in the 1990s, right?
Yeah.
And now they find out actually eggs are good for your heart.
Yeah.
It's actually good cholesterol.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, that's a lesson in the vaccines. Okay, so just a...
Plus aborted fetal cells. I didn't even mention aborted fetal cells that are in the vaccines. So basically, human DNA and animal DNA is being injected into people's bodies through these vaccines.
Like transhumanism kind of stuff.
Right.
Maybe that's why some people are acting in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people can get demons?
I really do.
You really do?
Because pharmaceutical is basically witchcraft. It's sorcery. And if you can access the blood, I do believe that is a big source of demonic activity.
So what happens with people that, like, for example, I know, like, we didn't know any better either, mm-hmm. and we vaccinated one of our kids. So what do you tell people that have vaccinated the children?
The power of the blood of Yeshua is greater than anything man can invent.
Well, could that be an incentive now? Because you said the blood of Yeshua is greater. Therefore, I can take the vaccine. Like, that's what they said in the COVID right? I can take the vaccine because the blood is stronger. So I can take the vaccine and I can drink poison because it will not hurt me.
Mm. Well, I do believe in repenting.
And yeah, but they can repent afterwards. So they take it and then they repent.
Yeah, but they're knowing that they're going to repent afterwards. And there's a difference between saying, I'm going to take it because I can repent afterwards, versus doing it innocently and saying, I didn't know, and then repenting.
Oh, so you think one's forgiven and the other one's not forgiven?
No, I think both. I think it's a sincerity of heart. What do you think?
No, I'm asking you. This is my... I'm asking you this time.
No, I think it's... You know, I don't think we do things to tempt the Lord God. He's very clear, do not tempt the Lord your God. So I don't believe we should tempt him.
And so tempting him would be taking it knowingly. It's like drinking poison knowingly. But if you drank it accidentally, then different story.
But I also know the Lord is very merciful and he is good. And so he can often help to... Huh. You know, help people to get to a better place in spite of the very many mistakes we make.
Okay, so let's stay on health things for a little while. If I said to you, food, genetically modified food, what would you say?
I would say genetically modified food, anything made by man is not good. But there are caveats to that because, for example, if you think of apples that grow in North America, they were planted here by people who came here. Now, they do well in this environment, which is great, but, you know, they've made many hybrids of apples that have been cross-pollinated. So one can say, well, is that genetically modified? What about dogs, cross-breeding dogs? Or, you know, there's so many of those questions. Does that include being genetically modified?
So I'm thinking about, say, for example, anything that we should avoid.
Well,
what's genetically modified that can actually damage you?
Well, I think the problem I have with genetically modified food is that most soy, corn, cotton, and rice is genetically modified. And what that means is...
But then what are you going to eat then? What starch can you eat? Because if corn, and how many people eat corn, right? The corn's in chips and number of things, tortillas.
Well, what they've done with corn and with all of these genetically modified foods is they've gone into the genes and they've taken the gene of the insecticides or, in some cases, poisonous animals, and they've put the gene into the seed and replicated that seed so that the seed is more resistant to drought, to insects, to pests, to any kind of fungus, etc., so that the agriculture is safe and they don't have as much destruction, the farmers. So, you know, I would say that is not healthy because whatever it's on that in that seed that is destroying the locusts, because the locusts won't eat it because their stomachs will explode. Think what it can do to us as well. And it's the same as glyphosate, which they spray on crops to get them to all yield a harvest at exactly the same time. I think that's not good either. And so many of our crops are sprayed with those. Now, you can't live in fear with all of this food, but generally, if the Lord made it, if it, you can grow it, if it's not genetically modified, try and eat that. That's the best route. Simple, easy.
Then what about things like vitamins? Should that's something that someone should take? Because that you could say that's genetically modified too.
Well, because it's made in a lab.
Made in a lab, so...
It's not genetically modified, but it is processed. Yes, I would call it processed, not modified. But
it is modified.
No, because they're extracting and mixing it, so they're freeze-drying things and putting it together.
Well, I suppose if you get the whole food version of the vitamins, but if you've got the non-whole foods...
So what I would recommend is if you can get your nutrients from a whole food or your vitamins from a whole food, that's far more beneficial than it would be if you were just taking processed, chemically processed vitamins. That's what I've come to learn.
Okay.
So I would think, yeah. Like, for example, if you want to get good vitamin C, go to a high vitamin C source, which is berries, and maybe it's freeze-dried berries or baobab, which, you know, is it basically it's just dried and then crushed into powder. That's far healthier for you than making... you know, processed vitamin C, vitamin C ascorbate, etc.
Okay, so now, again, I'm just firing off different topics. I know you're switching, jumping around, but next one is, when I say water, because you've heard of the contamination with food, but there's also the contamination with water. What do you say with that?
Well,
Is it true or not?
Well, I believe that... What generally has happened with regards to pollution in any way is that you have these big multinational companies who produce something and then they need to find ways to use the waste. So take, for example, canola oil, which is terrible for you.
Why is it terrible?
Because it's not food. They took the rapeseed and they used the rapeseed for oil for machines, and then the byproduct of it, they needed to do something with it, and so they said, "Oh, let's sell this as vegetable oil." And now you'll see canola oil is in everything.
It's cheap, right?
It's cheap, and it's the same with huge manufacturing. I forget what they were making, but fluoride was the byproduct of a certain manufacturing process, and they needed to know what should we do with it. They said, "Oh, why don't we put it into water? Because people need fluoride for their teeth to make their teeth grow." So you'll find that fluoride is put into municipal water, just like iodine is put into, you know, you have iodized salt. So that's not natural iodine. And so it's a potassium iodide, which is different from the iodine that people need for their, you know, that you get in kelp or seaweed or green vegetables. And so fluoride is put into water, and I do believe that our waters is being poisoned. A lot of it's recycled, and it's being poisoned, and it's making people toxic. I mean,
so the recycling. So, for example, if a woman takes birth control tablets, and it obviously goes through the system, it goes into the. How do they actually filter that out?
I don't know how they do. Because I don't know, and it has to be treated with chlorine, and you know, there's so much chlorine in the water, and that's not good for the body. And you know, they even had an experiment where frogs were exposed to aflatoxins, and aflatoxins are sprayed on a lot of fruits and vegetables, and those frogs actually they changed sex.
Well, isn't that a part of nature that they change sex?
No. So anyway, it's very interesting. Water is very polluted. So if you can get a natural source of water, whether it's well water or reverse osmosis,
reverse osmosis is just a filtering process. It's not really taking out some of the chemicals. Okay.
Best you can do is better for you and your family.
Okay, so now what about the infamous chemtrails? People say chemtrails is a lie. And they'll say something like, well, come on, you're a conspiracy theorist if you believe that there's chemtrails. And I remember thinking, you know, the same thing. Well, no, it's airplane passing by, there's exhaust fumes.
Condensations.
But then one day I looked up, and I saw like a pattern in the sky. It was like,
tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, there's no way. If anything, I would expect a dispensation, or should I say the fumes would have dissipated where it's gone past.
Well, you can see aeroplanes where their fumes
dissipates. But you wouldn't have the same level of consistency from the beginning all the way to the end.
On all the patterns.
I'm thinking that is not. And so just being a person that looks up and just...
Observe.
I'm not an idiot. Okay? It's like a car. When a car drives, you see a puff of smoke. The puff of smoke doesn't stay there on the road as it drives and you can see where the guys drive. No, it disappears. Right? So you should expect the same thing. But... when I say chemtrails and someone says that to you, what did you say?
I say, well, if chemtrails are not real, why did New Hampshire and the state of Tennessee just recently ban them and sign it into law that chemtrails are not allowed? Yes. So if they don't exist, then why are the New Hampshire and Tennessee states signing them?
Okay, so what are chemtrails then? Well, what's the objective of chemtrails?
So, you know, everybody asks this question about what is the objective of making the water, polluting the water and the food, and I really believe the source of all of this evil comes from Satan. We know from Scripture that he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So what's another way to mess up and control what people eat, their food, is weather. And there was a famous man, I forget his name, Alexander Tocqueville or something, he said, he who controls the weather controls the planet. And what these chemtrails are, from what I understand, is a mixture of barium. Now, I haven't tested it, but this is what I understand. Barium, strontium, and aluminium, which are very highly flammable metals. And you'll notice in many of the fires that have taken place over the past few years, when there's a forest fire or any of the land is on fire, it burns up so quickly and spreads so quickly. It's because all the forests have been sprayed, especially California. They get a huge amount of chemtrails. And so that's why much of the fire just takes off and it burns, because these metals have been coating the trees and the ground. And so these metals also attract all of the water molecules, which then create clouds. And you know, you can see a pattern. If you see it's a blue sky, sunny day, you'll see the chemtrail patterns. The next day, guaranteed, will be rain.
And so, but how do they activate it? Because now you just said that they have it in the sky, it gathers the molecules, but is there a way of activating it? Like, for example, if I want to activate something, is there something I need to do to activate it?
Well, we've spoken about frequencies before.
Okay. So what do you mean?
Well, there are a large amount of frequencies. You can look on a map. There's a link. You can watch it. It's live tracking where frequencies are emitted, and the frequencies that is emitted reacts to those particles, metallic particles, which then trigger them into forming into certain cells and shapes, which can create tornadoes and hurricanes. And you know, you don't have to look very far. You just go onto the internet and you'll see videos, you'll see patterns, so many patterns. HARP, it's called HARP weather. It's been done for years. And why would there be 200, 300 patterns, even more probably, you know, if there's no such thing?
So the one thing that you mentioned, you said, when the fires take off. So, okay, I get the chemtrails now are legit. That's what I'm hearing. And forest fires take off.
Like, I don't believe forest fires are just natural. Like, they'll say, oh, we saw an arsonist. No, because I even saw the Quebec fires last year. You can see on the satellite that these fires ignited at exactly the same time. There were like 20 fires within a small space, like a small area on the map, and you could just see them on the radar just ignite instantly.
But why do other people mention them? Surely the government should know about this. Surely the government will say, oh, yes, I've seen this arsonist. This, someone's starting the fires instantly. So it's not arsonist, you say. So then who's starting the fire?
Well, I believe that it's intentional. They're trying to create a distraction or, you know, trying to destroy land. It creates problems for farmers. It creates problems for weather. It creates problems for making food. Look at the food prices. It's the same as if you don't dig for oil. You know, part of the side manufacturing of oil is fertilizers. Fertilizers are used across the world for agriculture to feed people. Those fertilizing corporations have closed down in Germany. Everything's on a global scale to try and destroy, steal, kill, and destroy. Because the globalists will tell you that we're overpopulated and they need to reduce the population.
So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
So how do you think the fires are starting?
I think the fires also impact climate because, you know, forests create...
Again, how do you think they started? Do you see someone lights it, or is it lasers?
It's lasers. It's direct... It's called direct laser weaponry, or... I don't know where to speak about this. I would have looked it up and remembered it, but I forget the name. But same as in Hawaii. Like, there were blue houses. Their roofs were painted blue, and they were not hit by the fire in Hawaii. And you look at the cars that were just on the side of the street, like, they just suddenly melted, but parts of the street never melted. So the white lines on the street never melted.
So it couldn't be a fire.
It couldn't be a fire, because a fire goes through.
And there's intensity of heat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a direct something weapon. Direct laser weapon, or... And there are many examples of them all around the world.
Global fires are not global warming, but it's actually man-made laser
to distractions, tell the story, climate, global warming, because they want us all off fuel, off gas, and they want us all on AI or to be electrically controlled so they can control everyone.
So the objective of getting off gas and is not really about the climate. It's about controlling people.
Yeah, that's right, controlling people.
Because it's easier to control the electricity. The switch of a button, no one has electricity for a day or two, and even the cars won't drive this far. But if you have gas is privatized. Government doesn't have access to that, right? Where the government has access to hydro.
They can control.
So it's basically a control thing.
That's why the gas prices are going up. It's harder. People think, oh, well, it costs so much, I might as well get an electric car. They buy an electric car, but electric car can be started remotely. If it can be started remotely, it can be switched off remotely. Do you think you're the only one who has access to that data?
Nope. Yep. Okay. What about their phones then? So therefore, do you think that our phones are listening to us?
Absolutely. But you can get de-Googled phones.
Oh, so it's Google is the one that is... Because I heard someone say, it depends on the
Google,
setting.
It's Apple. I mean, it's the national NSA. They're listening. They've got data. They know who's doing what, when.
Okay, so I'm looking at our time. Okay, I'm just going to go quickly through two more things. Two buckets. One is moon landing.
Yeah, what about it?
Did that happen?
Never been to the moon. No one's ever been to the moon. 100%. Absolutely, undeniably, no one's ever been to the moon.
But you have a someone that you know that they worked on the Apollo project said that they went to the moon.
Oh, I also can see with my own eyes. You know, how can you stand on the moon and there's four shadows? Just look at the pictures. There's four shadows. If the sun is coming from behind you, there should be one shadow. Wherever I stand on Earth, there's one shadow. There's not four shadows. Otherwise, there's four lights.
Because they have lights. They have cameras.
Yes, cameras. And then there's another
video.
They have lights
like from a spaceship.
There's so much evidence. There's a video where they are said they're pulling away from Earth, and you can actually see how they've blocked off the window, and then they pull away from the window, and then the other spaceman's hand goes in front of it, the astronaut. There were only 15 people allowed to be at the recording of it. One of the guys was going to be a whistleblower. On his deathbed, the other security guard confessed. He said, "I killed that other guy who was going to be a whistleblower," and he confessed on his deathbed. He said because he got the 15 names from President Nixon, and those were the only people who were allowed to be there.
Was it Nixon?
Or Kennedy.
Kennedy, right?
Oh, was it Kennedy?
So Kennedy was a bad guy?
Kennedy said we're going to go to the moon, but it happened during Nixon's time, because Nixon was the one speaking on the radio. He spoke to them on the moon. So it was Nixon.
So Nixon was also... part
of it too. And the reason they had to do this, you say to me, why?
No, because
of
the Russia.
Because the Russians. And also they needed to give the Americans hope. Because you can say, if we can go to the moon. But if you really think about it, today in 2024, we have probably 1,000th time improved technology than they had back in the 60s.
Yeah, look at the computer and the phones.
Look at the computer and the phones. And you're telling me that they could never repeat going to the moon based on the technology we have. There's also AI machines that can say, oh, this is fake, this is not. The best AI machine in the world, the best AI machine, every year they take it to different shows. They showed the whole video of going to the moon, and the AI said, this is fake, this is not true. Even the AI identified it as fake. You cannot tell me that they've repeated it. And then you hear astronauts saying, oh, well, there's this radiation belt that we can't get through. Well, how did you get through the radiation belt back in the 60s? I mean, you would need lead. You know how heavy lead is? How's the rocket ship going to get up there? It's absolute garbage. They did not go to the moon. It was to beat the Russians in the Cold War, say they were. And even the Russians, there's Russian astronauts, there's Polish astronauts who've all said they never went to the moon.
Okay, so let's talk about 9-1-1.
9-1-1, what about it?
9-1-1, the Twin Towers. Was it that those airplanes that flew into it, or was that the smokes and mirrors where actually someone blew these two up? Because it came down very perfectly, right?
I definitely believe that that they were blown up, and there's evidence of...
So it wasn't the plane.
...students that had installed all of the detonating material into those towers, for sure. Because there's no ways that those steel structures... there's hundreds and hundreds of engineers who've all said there's no ways those buildings would have collapsed just by the jet fuel engine, because they were built to withstand it. There had to be internal combustion. So whether the aeroplanes flew in or not, I would say that some aeroplanes flew in, but even analysis of those aeroplanes, they were not passenger carrying aeroplanes. They looked more like military aircraft. And Building 7, if anybody doesn't believe me, they can look up Building 7. Why did Building 7 collapse? And there's too many coincidences.
Sympathy for the other buildings.
There's too many coincidences. Yeah, there we go. The guy who owned the Twin Towers, he took out insurance, huge amount of insurance, the day before the 9/11. J.P. Morgan moved their whole office, all their offices out of the towers the day before. There was a whole lot of cash and a whole lot of information in Building 7, which, you know, would have been detrimental to Bush. That was destroyed. There's so much information. So much information on 9/11. 9/11 was totally
okay.
Done by the cabal.
Did you think it was the cabal within the U.S.?
I think it was within the U.S.
So they blamed the.
They blamed it because there was an excuse Taliban to go in because they needed oil. It's always oil and money and war. And then we think about weapons of mass destruction because of 9/11. What weapons of mass destruction? They weren't weapons of mass destruction. They didn't like Saddam Hussein because he was in Iraq where there's a lot of money, a lot of oil, and he was wanting to go against the dollar. So they came against Saddam Hussein and said he's evil. So then they paint all these pictures, the Americans and me included. Rah rah rah! Let's go in and fight.
Oh, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. Just want to let you know.
Okay.
So, last question.
You're exposing me here. Thanks, buddy.
Ukraine and Russia.
Ukraine and Russia.
Do you think anyone's...
Well, Zelensky...
Okay, how about Zelensky? Is he a Nazi? Because that's
He's a Nazi. He's a Nazi, and he is...
Wow. Isn't it amazing, a Nazi? And then you got in Canada, they do the parliament, and a Nazi is right there too.
They invited him in.
Why would they do that? Yeah. Do you think are they stupid?
Little coincidence there, really. Again, no.
Okay, so
do you know how many hoops you have to jump through to get to be invited as a guest into parliament?
Yeah.
Plus, Christy Freeland, her father, she's our premier. What do you call it? What's Trudeau?
Don't know.
Prime Minister, Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister. She's linked to the Nazis too. It's just despicable, honestly.
Okay, so
this could get us into trouble. But anyway.
Okay.
Zelensky is a Nazi. I don't know if I completely trust Putin either. I don't think he's a hero or superstar, but he's got a lot more fruit and a lot more to show. And I think if he wanted to, he could have taken out so much of Europe. I mean. Are you kidding me? The Americans, who say they're the allies to Germany and France, go and destroy the Nord Stream pipeline, which basically gave heat to the entire European countries.
And nothing happens to them.
And you're supposed to be allies? What allies go and destroy the pipeline, the gas pipeline?
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, no, we'll never have Ukraine as part of NATO. And now they've invited the Ukraine in again, going against Russia, who was one of the five who helped them in the war. Honestly, it's a mess. I just want Jesus to come back.
And on the same topic, Israel. This whole Israel versus Hamas? Is it?
Well, I, you know, the problem is, it's again, it's one of those divisive issues that they brought up. So, firstly, I do believe that the Jewish nation is close to the Lord's heart, but the Lord has also rejected them many times for sin. I do not think being pro-Jewish people is the same as being anti-Israel. And I do believe the Zionists are controlling America and are controlling many of the politicians. Many of the politicians. Those Zionists are Nazis. They're the ones who helped kill the Jews in Holland in the war. They're the ones who are running Zelensky. They're the ones who created the Israel state in 1948. They control so many of the politicians. You must see the donations that the Jewish Zionists give, and that's why there's many Jewish people who do not support what's happening in Israel.
But then why you say Zionists? Zionists are normally Jewish people.
No, Zionists are an elite group of Jewish people. They're not actually Jewish people. They don't follow the laws. When you talk about Orthodox Jewish people...
Because surely, like you just said, so what you're saying is Zionists are different. Linked to Nazi.
Yes.
Nazis killed the Jewish people.
Yes.
Why would Zionists, who are Jewish people, support Nazi?
It's the same as Israel and Judah. It's Israel and Judah. You've got Ephraim and Dan and Manasseh and all of those people who do not follow the laws of God, who have rebelled. They're the Zionist tribes.
But they didn't want to kill Judah. They didn't want to kill Judah. That wasn't their... They never fought with Judah. It was like their brothers.
Yeah, but these people are, you know, they claim to be Jewish. I mean, why will the Orthodox Jews refuse to fight in the Israeli army? And what the Israelis are doing to the women and children in Palestine is unacceptable. I know they're terrorists, and I know they're people who have hurt Israeli people, and that is wrong. But the death and destruction, it doesn't matter who you are. There's Christians, Muslims, Jewish people being killed every day, being starved, little babies. The other problem is it's a divisive issue because you've got all these leftist, you know, universities, 120 universities all protesting in the United States saying pro-Palestine, pro-Palestine, which then they're labeled as anti-Semitic. You've got the Americans now saying you cannot even say in the United States that the Jews killed Jesus. It's messed up. It's just messed up. It's like nothing makes sense. I want to use one of your favorite terms. They're intellectually dishonest. They're intellectually dishonest. The Christians are the ones who are coming to Israel's defense all the time. And now you pass in Parliament that you cannot say the Jews killed Jesus? I mean, what Christians do you know point to the Jews and say, oh, you killed Jesus? My sins put him on that cross. Mm. Your sins put him on that cross. That's who killed him, really. I mean, I know the Bible says the Jews were the ones who handed him over. But really, he couldn't have. They weren't. Couldn't have handed him over if God didn't give him the power to hand him over anyway. So why is this even an issue? Why does that even have to be mentioned? But now it's a bill that's passed in the House of Congress, which was brought up in 2023. But suddenly now, in October 23, suddenly now in May of October 24, it's passed. It's just too many fishy things, Andre. None of it makes sense. You just got to ask questions.
Okay. Now that we've gone through a number of conspiracy theory stuff and we've exposed a number of things, I don't feel very hopeful. You know what I'm saying? It makes me feel a little bit. Maybe that's why people don't want to get it
deeper.
Deeper, because sometimes ignorance is bliss.
It is. Right? Yes, I often think that.
So, and I know that even I think if Solomon says, "The wiser you are, with much wisdom comes much sorrow." So, the wiser you are, the more sorrow you have, because you can see what's happening and you can't do nothing about it.
Well, you feel like you can't, but I think you can.
Well, what can you do? So what kind of hope would you give people that believe these conspiracy theories are actually true?
So the way I look at it, because I think you can go into a very deep depression when you listen to all of these topics, and when you realize that so much of what you've been taught has been false, when you see how manipulated people have been. But then you realize, you look in scripture and you say, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, so I know the source. The source is the enemy. And we didn't even talk about human trafficking, because I think that the satanic cult and the...
That's another topic for another day.
Okay, but... Anyway, that's huge. Sacrificing, etc. But you look at it and you say, okay, Lord, what can I take out of this? But John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He hates God's creation.
Yeah, but
devil hates God's creation. But the second part of it says, Yeshua says, but I came to give life and life more abundantly. And so that's one of my life verses. I love that verse. I know it. I see it on the clock, 10:10. I see it often wherever I go, 10:10, 10:10, 10:10. He reminds me, I came to give life and life more abundantly. I know that we have hope in him. I know that he's coming back. I know that we have, you know, the resurrected power, the same power that lived in him, lives, that raised him from the dead, lives in me. I know that he's made me a conqueror. And I know, even if, like, I think of Daniel. I know I bring up Daniel a lot, but I really relate to Daniel. Daniel was in Babylon. Babylon was deep, dark, despicable. And look what Daniel, what the Lord did with Daniel in Babylon. I can go through the scriptures. Look what he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
What did he do for Daniel?
He elevated Daniel. Daniel wisdom. He gave Daniel insight. He protected Daniel. He honored Daniel because Daniel honored him. I mean, you look at Moses. Moses was born into the Egyptian household. Look how he elevated him. The stories of scripture are filled. Even Jonah is filled with hope of how he blessed and protected. The part that does disturb me is that there's a small group who are called out in scripture. I mean, Abraham, think how many people there were. Abraham was called out. Think how many Israelites, you know.
Okay.
So the hope I have is that even if I know he's with me and I know he takes care of me and I cannot live in fear. And even though these things happen, I go and I speak against those chemtrails. I pray against the airplanes. I speak over my food. I pray over my food. I, you know, do the best I can with what I have and trust the Lord's going to take care of the rest. I can't live in fear. I can't live in worry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, you know, these podcasts get us into trouble, okay, wherever you take me, Lord, whatever, I'll do what you call me to do.
So you think this podcast could get us into trouble?
No, I'm not confessing that either, but
it'll go to the right ears.
Yes.
And the other ears, they won't hear it.
There we go.
Amen. Okay, so let's close in prayer because I think it's one of the longest podcasts, right? So you want to close?
I think it's your turn to speak. I did a lot of speaking today.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I say thank you again for today. I thank you for the opportunity that we can expose some of these things so that it can help the listeners to think about things that they may not have thought about. And ultimately, Lord, that they come closer to you, that they know that is only hope in you. That your word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. Acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. Do not be wise in our own eyes, and depart from evil. So, my Father, I thank you that this is the message, that you give us hope, and that we don't fall for this the garbage that has been pushed out there by Satan. For I know that he's the prince of the air. And he is the prince of the world. And Yeshua has judged him. And thank you to Holy Spirit for opening up our eyes so that we are able to discern from right and wrong. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen.
Amen.